Let us preach. In the beginning of December, God had begun to drop hints of things to partner with our new year upon us. In the month of December, in our prayer time on Thursday, let me put a disclaimer out here early in this message and this year. Things are going to be prayer manifestation year. The Lord told us last month in December, you're getting ready to touch your prayer. I need you to write that in the chat for me, and I need you to come into agreement with Pastor that you are going to touch your prayer. You're no longer getting ready. You're going to touch your prayer this year. So whatever you've been praying, right there should have broke out in a thank you, Jesus. Right there should have broke out in a thank you, Jesus. You're going to touch your prayer this year. The Lord talked to me the other day, and I was beginning, I want you to know that Pastor seeks the face of the Lord concerning you, because I do not want to be a traditional or a church that does religious things just because that's the way we do it. We have to see manifestation, and there's going to be such a glory of God, such a manifestation of God, because God is positioning us, the place of promise and the place of promised nation. God is positioning you, and we are taking the right posture to receive what God has for us. I'll say it again. We are taking the right posture to receive what God has for us. You are going to touch your prayer. The prayers of 2018, the prayers of 2017, the prayers of 2012, the prayers of your grandmama, the prayers of your uncle and your auntie, the prayers of the recent, oh my God, the prayers. You're getting ready. You are going to touch those prayers somehow, some way. I need you to write that down. Somehow, some way, I'm going to touch my prayer in 2023. Somehow, somewhere. Somehow, somewhere, hold on, somehow, somewhere, because he has promised that he promised us that he would touch your prayers, and the Lord was giving up, but the Lord was giving us instructions in the month of December of partnership moments for you and I to grasp hold of and walk in. One of the things God talked about in the month of December, and I'm getting ready to preach, one thing that God talked about in the moments of December is he kept saying there's going to be better. Is going to be greater, and there's going to be more than enough. And it's amazing that we weren't even thinking about the 2023. That was far from my mind. It was not in my spirit as I was seeking the Lord and talking to the Lord about the new year. And really, this is really our New Year's message today. Even though we had the New Year, the coming over message, this is really the first message of the year. And I need you to write a few things down. And what I need you to write down is this. I need you to write down, this will be my year of testimony. And I need you to consider that. I need you to put that in your spirit, that there will be breakthroughs, a year of miracles, and a year of promotions, and a year of uncommon favor. There will be a supernatural release. And I declare in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, that I shall move in purpose that is before me. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I release by divine authority in the name of Jesus Christ. I command favor of God on my life. I command the success of God on my life. I command the blessing of God to overtake me. And the Bible says, you shall have what you say by the declaration of the Holy Spirit. And also you should say, I'm reversing the curse by divine authority. Hey, neighbor, I am reversing the curse by divine authority. That means any ill-spoken word against my purpose shall be brought down, for I am covered by a blood oath. That thing right there will just have a shouting all day. I'm covered by a blood oath, and I will walk in victory. This is my year to move forward. And God, my brothers and sisters, as we begin to preach today, and we begin to look into the word of the Lord, the one thing I love about God is that he is faithful in all that he does. In Genesis, he said, Genesis 2, he says, in the beginning, the blessing of the Lord is going to attract God. The blessing of the Lord is going to attract God. God created man and then gave him dominion. But that wasn't, but he spoke that first, but he didn't make man until December and to chapter 3. He is a God that let us manifest what we said. The voice of heaven spoken to us and to us in 2023 is just not a new year starting. It's a new era beginning. I want to tell you that this is just not a new year for you. There shall be a new era. Not just a new year, but a new era. And a new era means, according to the dictionary, era means a period of time marked by distinctive characters, marked by distinctive events, a point of time from which succeeding years are numbered. Oh my God, this new era in your life is going to be marked by overwhelming presence of the supernatural. To your neighbor, this new year of my life, my new era is going to be marked by the overwhelming presence of the supernatural. There's a story in the Bible that talks about new eras. There was a guy named Elijah and Elijah. Notice, if you will, the names were very similar because they were very similar, but there were differences. Why? Because even though the names may be similar in assignment, but the assignment is different. Oh my God. Even though the years are similar in numbers, but the number is significantly different. 2022 and 2021. Elijah told Elijah, "All I want from you is to have a double of what you have. I've seen the way God walks through you. I've seen the way God uses you. And all I want is a double of what God have. I want you to tell 2023, all I want is more of God. I'm taking out God in you. All I want is more of God out of 2022. Then 2022 and my 2023 shall be blessed with the more of God." The thing that was powerful about Elijah is he sold everything he had to go get what was promised to him. God's riches, God's voice, the double, he wanted it all. I'm going to say it again. God's riches, God's voice, the double, he wanted it all. Those this year who go all in for God, those who are going to be an inquiring mind, those are going to be an inquiring mind, those that are out for the real, about the real of God, about showing himself to be a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I'll say it again. Those this year who are going for the real of God, not just the talk, but I need the real of God. I need the manifestation, the tangible, touchable. I'll say it again. I don't know if there's a word. The touchable things of God in my life to show up and to show out so I can tell people I'm living, I'm walking in authority, living life the way it's meant to be. I'm not ashamed to be here. I belong here. So you might as well get used to me this year. This year is going to be the ones we're going to find out who the ones who've been really seeking God. We're going to find out those ones who really want the things of God. And so the story of Elijah is really simple. It is Elijah. Elijah one day went off, and Elijah saw him leaving. And when he left his mantle. And I want you to know, 2023, I'm picking up the mantle of God. To your neighbor, I'm picking up the mantle which was left for me. And when I picked up the mantle, the very first thing that Elijah did is when he picked up the mantle that Elijah left, he starts saying, "Where is the God of Elijah?" My brothers, this year you should start touching things and say, "Where is the God that heals? Where is the God that's preparing things for me? Where is the God that's going to move for me? Where is the God, hallelujah, where is the God that's going to make the crooked way straight? Where is the God, hallelujah?" Such is going to be better and greater and more than enough. I know what the prognosticators have said and the pundits have said and the negative propaganda has said, but I'm telling you by the power of the Most High God, if you stand on the square of faith, but my faith in God screams, if you stand on your square of faith, there should be something inside of you, even now while I'm preaching, even now while I'm talking to you, even now in this conversation, there's something in me that's reaching for a deeper place that says, I believe God is going to do what he said he's going to do. He cannot lie. He told me he cannot lie to me. He told me he's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. He told me he cannot lie to me. So there's something in my belly that says God is my Jehovah Jireh, not because it sounds cute, but I believe, not because of my religious affiliation or my religious traditions. I know that God has something great for me, and I'm going to see it whether you like it or not. Because I've seen it with my own eyes, and I've seen it with my own life that God can do great things. The text talks about, and I'm here and I'm getting ready to close right now, my brothers and my sisters. The text talks about right now that God is going to gather together the remnant. The word remnant means remaining, the usually small part, not in quantity but in quality. Good God, the numbers or the like, the one who survived the test, the one who stood in when it wasn't convenient, the ones who had to cry, the ones who were scarred, the ones who held on to the tentacles of faith. He said, I'm going to gather what we had left. We preached that a while ago, that there was a lady in the hospital and she caught a stroke. Mama Green caught a stroke. And when she caught a stroke, all she could do was raise one hand and raise one foot. And the doctor came in the hospital room and the doctor said, lady, mama, what are you doing? Mama said, well, you know something? She said, I've been serving God a mighty long time. I've been praising God a mighty long time. And I've seen God do miracles. I've seen God do wonders. And she was saying this at the side of her mouth. And while she was saying it at the side of her mouth, because she had a massive stroke and her left side was not working, she said, I tell you what I will do, preacher. She said, if they're going to flick my left side, I'm going to praise God double with my right side. So I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, this is the year that whatever the devil do to you, if that's the best you got, well, devil, I'm going to praise God with what I have left. Devil, I'm going to give to God with what I have left. Devil, I'm going to be faithful to God with what I have left. I'm going to testify to God with what I have left. I'm going to dance to God with what I got left. I'm going to praise to God with what I got left. I'm going to pray to God with what I got left. I'm going to hallelujah. I'm going to give him what I got left. And this, he says, I'm going to gather the ones who what they got left. Oh, glory. The Bible says here in Malachi 2 and 13, he says, I'm going to gather the ones who only got something left. And some of you, my brothers and sisters, you have said, oh God, my whole life, what has been going on in my life? I don't have much left. I done given all I can. I done tried the best I can. I've served you the best I can. And God, I'm tired and I am hurt. But God said, I want you tired. I want you hurt. Because the ones that's tired and the ones that hurt, he said, I'm going to gather you together as my sheep, as my flock. Why? Because I'm going to show the ones, that I'm going to show out with what you got left. You mean to tell me, yes, you may not have much, and what you may have may be limited by human frailties, but what you have left, God says, I can use what you got left. I can put something new on what you got left. I can put something new on what you got old. I can put something new on just the little things. You may not think it's worth anything, but I find value, hallelujah, on what you got left. Because if you decide to give me what you got left. There was a story in the Bible, and I got to hurry on in this text. There's a story in the Bible about this lady, and the prophet Elijah went to her. And I don't know why we're talking about Elijah, because I believe there's a Elijah era about to hit the earth. There's an Elijah era about to hit you. What is the Elijah era? The double apportion, the double anointing. How the ones that speak the word of God and see something happen, the manifestation of God in such a way. I believe that the Elijah era, glory to God, the one who said, Lord, all I want, I don't want what they got. I just want a double portion of your spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that's what my testimony this year. That's my going this year. God, I want a double portion of what you have for my life. If my friend don't want it, give it to me. If they don't want to go, give it to me. Why, God? Because I'm tired of living the way I've lived. I'm tired of, oh my God, I'm tired of being sucked down. I'm tired of being broke up. I'm tired of being disgusted. I need a move from the Lord. And Father, what you need me to do to get a move here? What do you need me to do to get a move here? And so here it is in the Bible that the prophet went to the lady and said, you know what, sweetheart, give me, she said, all I have is all I have is a little meal and a little oil. And I'm going to take this meal and this oil and I'm going to eat it and we're going to die. She said, I'm going to take what I got left. And we're going to spread it between each other. And I'm going to take it. And that's all we're going to have to survive on. But the man of God said, if you decide to break me off a little something, can you break me off a little something? And because, oh my God, my brother and sister, can you break God off just to praise? Can you break God off? Hallelujah. Can you break God off some love? Can you break God off some worship? Can you break God off some glory? Can you break God off some testimony? Can you break God off, hallelujah, a praise in your heart? Can you break God off something? And here it is, the lady with the issue of blood. The lady with the cake, she said, Elijah, I'm going to give you what God gave to me. All I have is a little left. And so she took what she had, the little she had, and she began to make the man of God, the prophet of God, the voice of the hour. Glory to God. Can you hear what I'm saying? The voice of the hour. The voice of the hour. Can you give to the voice of the hour? And now God, this is God's voice of the hour. And God is saying, can you break me off what you have left? I know 2022 took you through the ringer. I know 2022 took you up and down. I know relationships sometimes drain you. But can you break me off with what you got left? And so here it was. She baked the man of cake. And when she baked the man of cake, God turned around. The man of God said, because you heard the voice of the Lord, the breaker is coming in your life. The breaker, and I'm going to, because you broke God off something, God's getting ready to break. God's going to break your own, break your lack. God's going to break your more than enough. God's going to break you almost getting there. God's going to break you saying, I want to, you had to. God's going to break that off of you. And so the woman of God began, when she gave the man of God, the voice of God, the prophetic voice of God speaking in her life, when she gave him the cake, all of a sudden the Bible, the prophet told her, I need you to go to the place that you gave me, glory to God, that you gave me the cake. She said, preacher, I don't have nothing in there. Preacher said, I want you to go and put your hand back in the same place where you gave me what you had left. And when she gave him, when she put her hand back in the same place where she gave him what she had left, the Bible says that there was more than enough. God told you at the beginning of the year in December that he's going to do greater, better, and more than enough. Can I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, as I begin to close this message, I want you to know something, and I'm not trying to preach you, and I'm not trying to get you happy, but I want you to know something. If you decide that in 2023, I'm going to give God with what I have left, because what I have may not be much in the eyes of someone else. It may be limited by human frailties, but what I have cannot compare to the gift of God which he shared. It may not be much, but I'm going to give it all to you. I'll say it again for you in the back row. It may not be much, but I'm going to give it all to you. Look at your neighbor as we get ready to close and tell your neighbor, elbow your neighbor and says, neighbor, I'm going to give God what I have left. It may not be much, but I'm going to give God with what I have left, because when she began to give God with what she had left, the breaker stepped in. My brothers and sisters, if this year you decide to partner with the word of God from the outset, if you decide to tell God, God, you're first. I know I have responsibilities, and I know I have outside things, and I know I have circumstances, but I'm going to give it to you first. The first thing I get up in the morning before I brush my teeth is to thank you. When I go to bed at night, before I close my eyes to get my sleep, I want to say thank you. I'm giving you the thing I have left, because I know the sooner and later it's going to work out for my favor. I'm giving God what I got left, because I know that the breaker, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the breaker is coming. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the Bible says in Malachi 2 and 12 that the one who breaks open will come up before them, and they will break out. Tell your neighbor, I'm waiting on the breaker, and he's gonna break out. He's gonna break me out. He's gonna break me out of my old stale life. He's gonna break me out of what hasn't happened for me. Tell your neighbor, Grab your neighbor and say, neighbor, the breaker is gonna break me out. And the Bible says that when he breaks me out, I'm gonna break forth. This is my year to break forth. This is my year to bring forth. I'm moving on an assigned word. I'm moving on an assigned destiny. My life is not my life. Your life is not your life. My brothers and sisters, just for a few minutes, if you would dare to walk down with me, let me tell you, your life is not your life. And the breaker, yes, I said it, and the breaker is gonna break forth in your life. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the word of God tells me that who is the breaker? Well, I looked it up. Well, I looked it up. Brothers and sisters, I looked up the breaker, and the breaker said, can I encourage you right now, my brothers and my sisters? The text is pulling this truth out to you that the breaker is going before you. The breaker is setting you up for your coming year. The Spirit of grace is letting you know there will be a breakout. There will be a break loose. There will be a break over. God is setting you up for a breakthrough, a breakout. That's why the Bible tells me in the text, the Bible says, those who make a loud noise of so many people, tell your neighbor, this year is my year to turn up the volume on my praise. This year is my year to turn up on the volume of my prayer life. This year is my year to turn up the volume in my glory. Turn up the volume in my salvation. Turn up the volume in my expectation. Turn up the volume in my trust. Turn up the volume in my love. Turn up the volume because God deserves, the song says, an incredible God deserves an incredible praise. I'll say it one more time for the one in the back room, for the one in the overflow, for the one who may be outside parking the cars in the parking lot. An incredible God deserves an incredible praise. One more time, in case you didn't hear it. An incredible God deserves an incredible praise. Is there anybody in the room now who want to show God glory? Is there anybody in the room now who knows the breaker will come? Tell your neighbor, elbow him real good, and say, neighbor, I'm passing through. I'm passing through. I'm gonna make it. It's for me. I'm passing through. Because of God be for me, who can be against me? Tell your neighbor, no sickness, nor death, no disease, no backup, no blockage, no obstacle, no circumstance will stop me from breaking through. I'm gonna break. I'm coming through. I'm gonna pass through this sickness. I'm gonna pass through this broken heart. I'm gonna pass through this failure of my bad decisions. I'm gonna pass through the valley of bad decisions. I'm gonna pass through the avenue of A-labels. I'm gonna pass through the frustration of my purpose. I'm gonna pass through what kept me down. I'm gonna pass through thinking. I'm gonna pass through this negative attitude. I'm gonna pass through not trusting God. I will, yes, I will tell the Lord, you're worthy. Tell the Lord, I got a partner with the breaker. You're the breaker of day. You're the breaker of my life. You're the breaker of the curse. You're the breaker of my salvation. You're the breaker And I chose to partner with your divine providence. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to break through. The Bible says, who is the breaker? The Bible says, who is the breaker? So I looked in the word and I said, come here, David. Give me a testimony of who is the breaker. And David said, the Lord is the lifter of my head. O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King? The Lord God strong and mighty. Who is this King? The Lord God strong in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall break in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. My brothers and sisters, the reason why you can break out this year, the reason why you can pass through this year, the reason why you can have more this year, because the armies of the heaven has a host, and his name is Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord who governs the angel's army. And tell your neighbor, neighbor, the angel army is encamped around me. Who shall I fear in 2023? Who shall go before me? His name is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angels of heaven, the Lord of my salvation, the Lord who bled for me. He's God and he governs. He's God and he reigns. He's God and he's sovereign. Tell your neighbor, I have the breaker with me. Tell your neighbor for the very last time, I have a breaker and I'm breaking forth. Look at your job and tell your job, I'm breaking forth. Grab your book, grab your pocketbook, grab your purse, grab your message bag. Tell your purse, tell your pocketbook, tell your message bag, I'm breaking forth, and you are not going to be able to carry what God's going to do for me. You're not going to be able to carry what God's going to do for me, because the army of heaven is on my side. He encamps around me. I shall not be afraid. I shall not be moved. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul in the presence of my enemy. Surely goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One thing that I desire is to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He is my portion. He is my strength. He is the breaker. And tell your neighbor, while we getting ready to go, and the Lord will be at the head. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the reason why I can break forth is the Lord shall be at the head. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, the Lord shall be at the head of it all. This is the season of the breaker. This is the season of the breaker. You said, Pastor, why do you yell like that and do what you do? It's not because of my ethnic persuasion. It's not because I'm trying to prove a point. It's because there's something in my belly that when God began to drop hints of things to come, when God begins to drop previews of things to come, He's letting you know he's the breaker. With that church right now, I'll have you go grab your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, the breaker is with us. Don't be afraid of the terror by night. Don't be afraid of the arrows by day. But the breaker is with us. And the Bible says, I'm talking about the one, the B-I-B-L-E. Remember using Sunday school? And you just sing that song, the B-I-B-L-E is just the book for me. I stand upon the word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Well, the B-I-B-L-E told me this week to tell you in Mark 12:2-12, that the Lord will surely assemble you. He will take you with what you got left. And he said, well, what you got left, I need you to give me a praise. I need you to give me a worship with what you got left. And when you give me a praise and a worship with what you got left, I will come up before them. I will break you out. I will pass through the gate and I'll go before you. Well, let me testify. Come here, Paul. Come here, Silas. Tell the people of God what happens when you break forth. And the Bible says their praise shook the prison. Their praise bust the door open. Bust the door open. Tell your neighbor, you got to bust a move. You got to bust a move. Because I'm coming. With my hands up, I'm coming out. With my hands raised up, I'm coming out. With my hands raised up, I'm done.